This reminds me of Srila Guru Maharaj speaking about what he called the Napoleonic chair. Who's translating in Russian tonight?
We come up to 5-10 minutes.
Then how about you? Premananda speaks excellent English.
No,
you do.
Yes, he's
coming. Oh, saved. Saved. But the fact is, his English is very good. And Ananda Sundar Prabhu, his English is getting better every day, like a lot. But anyway, Guru Maharaj gave this example of what he called the Napoleonic chair. And what he means to say is it's applicable in different situations, but that like the rain, Napoleon's soldiers, I don't know if they were in Russia, maybe, could have been, but the rain came and they need to rest. But how can they rest? The ground is wet. So Napoleon said, one man sit, another man sit in that man, sit in another man, his lap, and they went around in a circle till every man was a chair and every man was sitting in a chair. So it's called the Napoleon, and that way, without touching the ground, they could all go to sleep. He's some kind of a genius. And then afterwards, they were all awake, refreshed. No one had slept on the wet ground. They weren't sick. So it's called the Napoleonic chair, where everyone is a chair and is sitting in a chair. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Everyone really is an aspiring servitor, but we're honoring the aspiring servitors. So everyone, like Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he would say to us, he goes, remember, when devotees are giving so much praise to him, he say, I'm a servitor of Krishna, aspiring servitor. I may be a big servitor, but I am still a servitor. And big, relatively speaking. So everyone in Krishna consciousness, really, it is all about seva. Even the apparent guru position, as they say, oh, guru, that's the master and the student, the teacher and the student, the master and... But although it appears to be a master position, and we're showing so much respect, Srila Guru Maharaj said, actually, the guru is the servant of the disciple. Serving the disciple according to their necessity. Just as, like, is the mother the master of the child? Apparently, mother and father are master of the child. Or are they the servant of the children? Maybe it's something of both. That is the point. They're serving the child by giving good instruction, guidance, love, affection, etc. It's a type of seva in that sense. So, as the pujari takes the fruit to make it fit to be offered to Krishna, it has to be cleaned. So he puts some water, then they're peeling the fruit, cutting very nicely, putting on a plate, and then offering to the deity. But in a sense, they're the servitor of the fruit. And that tree who produced the fruit is finding perfection. It's producing fruit. A very sattva-gun kind of thing within the saguna world, but it's not nirgun. But that fruit, when offered to Giriraj Govardhan or Krishna in this way, Guru Vaishnava, then achieves the nirguna plane. Then that tree, its fruits, ma paleshu kadachana, the fall was offered to Krishna, and now the tree gets sukriti, gets benefit. The flowers offered to the deity, that tree that produced those flowers, it's getting benefit. And we say, oh, they're exploiting the tree by taking the flower. No, really performing a great service, connecting the tree to the Nirguna plane. So when we were in Soquel once, Srila Gurudev, Hasyapriya Prabhu, they're keeping some bees and making honey, remember, and they're offering like the first honey to Srila Gurudev, and he's accepting, but then he's the transcendental personality. No one can really predict Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, what he's thinking, what's going on in that divine mind of his and everything. And he looks and he goes, oh, I'm sad. Everyone else is like, here's the honey, the first honey. And Guru is saying, oh, some sadness is coming. And we're thinking, but it's a source of joy, celebration. He said, well, he said, I am thinking of Srila Guru Maharaj's sloka. And we think, what? And to this day, I can chastise myself because he's saying, this is his favorite sloka. Sri Srimad Bhagavat Padam Bhuja Madhotsave Shatpadai. That's the first line. But the rest, I can't remember. And when he said, Maharaj, you don't know this sloka? So now I'm publicly humiliating myself. I have to learn it by heart. But sometimes Gurudev would say, and we know Gurudev is like an ocean of slokas, but he'd say, this is my favorite. He only said that about this one. Some others are special, extraordinary, this and that, but he said, this is my favorite. Right? And what it's saying, and why he's relating to the honey, shatpadai means six pada, six legs. That's one of the ways, and Sanskrit is a mysterious language. So that means bees. They have six legs. So Madhotsavai, Madhu Utsava. It's a honey festival for the bees. What is? Sri Srimad Bhagavat Padam Bhuja. So he's saying, these are the concluding sloka of Prapanna Jivanamritam. And what Srila Guru Maharaj is saying is, after all the devotees have spoken about surrender, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, so many, right? Then in the end, Guru Maharaj said, these devotees giving these ecstatic expressions about surrender to the lotus feet of Guru Guranga, Gandharva Govinda, he said, it's like they're relishing honey, madhu, this divine nectar, and they're relishing so much. When they speak, some drops of nectar are falling from their lotus mouths. He said, I'm catching that madhu that's dropping from the, you know, divine bachan, what is it? Dibhyabani, their vibration. And another place I found in the Bhagavatam once, Srila Prabhupada said, the words of pure devotees are saturated with the saffron mercy particles from the lotus feet of Krishna. And I remember one of my godbrothers came to me after I gave this lecture and said that, this is like in 1981 or something, he goes, is that in one of those Gaudiya Mutt books? I said, it's in Prabhupada's, fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He went, oh. and like, try and read it sometime carefully. Oh. So, anyway, he said, when they speak, this nectarine liquid sound is saturated with the saffron mercy particles from the lotus feet of Krishna. That's within the words. So, Guru Maharaj is saying here, when they speak, some drops of this nectar are falling. I'm catching that. And that's what I've presented in Srimad and Prapanna Jivanamritam. And this shows you Gurudev's Mahabhagavata, divine mind. They're presenting him jars of honey. That's what's going on in the external world. And they're giving it, and he's going, oh, some pain has come to my heart. Why? Happiness, celebrate, his feelings of pain. Why? Then he explained. Because Guru Maharaj is showing in this sloka We should capture the drops of honey that have come from their mouth, not take before. So we're depriving that. First, it should come, like, that's the way it should come to us. They're saying first, and then they tried to explain to him, actually the bees have a certain amount of honey, and but that's irrelevant. The sweetness that he thought, we're preempting their tasting and getting that. That gave some pain to his heart. He said, when rather we should be capturing the remnants from the Shatpadai. But he doesn't mean bees. He means all these words are mysterious and have double meaning, triple meaning, infinite meaning. So here it's good. The devotees are compared to those bees. And like when Mahaprabhu, it will come now, the Shnanyatra and then Netrotsava. When Jagannath will be bathed, then Netrotsava, they give the new eyes. Means nourish the deity. Gurudev used that word. And all Mahaprabhu and all the devotees come. They haven't seen him. It's the day before Ratyatra. They're all excited, haven't seen the Lord of their heart in so long. And it says, and the devotees are looking at the beautiful lotus face of Jagannath. His eyes are so beautiful, his neck, everything. And it says, like bees drinking honey. Their eyes, if you look at their eyes look like so many bees, honeybees. Eyes have turned into honeybees, nectar bees, drinking the nectarine beauty of the Lord's divine form. There it means something beautiful. Srimati Radharani, when she's feeling separation from Krishna, angry at Krishna, it's called Man, divine loving anger. When that bee comes, she says to the bee, the Brahmar means the bee who's come. And some say it's Krishna in the form of a bee to see what she will express in separation from him. At one time, she says, an animal has four legs, and you're Shatpadai, six. You're an animal and a half. And then when the bee vanishes for a minute, he's like, oh no, he's taken serious. I'm sorry. And then he comes back. It's, you know, some extraordinary divine madness, but she's hurling that insult at Krishna, and he's there perhaps in the form of this bee, hearing all these things. I'm wondering what sort of divine love is in her heart for me. That's why the Imli tree is doubly important in Imli Tal, where Guru Maharaj wrote the sloka, Goswami Maharaj established the temple, Guru Maharaj wrote the sloka, Gurudev explained it. Why Mahaprabhu came and like chanted it, it's mysterious, but when we're told that there was some mention about Paramananda Prabhu of Gaudiya Math recently, his appearance day or disappearance. It's on the calendar a few days back. And Guru Maharaj said about him, he came to Saraswati Thakur when he was 13. And he said was his pet disciple. He used that word. And sometimes he said he was either the first or second disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And would serve him, like when Saraswati Thakur was in the room sleeping, Paramananda Prabhu on the floor, ready to serve. And sometimes Gurudev would say there were, what, four people who didn't have to knock, Paramananda Prabhu being one of them, could enter Saraswati Thakur's room at any time. So once, and so he's always traveling with Saraswati Thakur. You can imagine his level. Means he connected with Saraswati Thakur in Mayapur before there was a Gaudiya Math. So one of the first, if not the first, to recognize his divine status. So they're on a train once, and some yogi, real yogi, not Madonna yogi, Madonna yoga, but a real yogi, is on the train and visiting Saraswati Thakur. And this test we can remember. If we meet some, we need to test their abilities. So Paramananda Prabhu was feeling some hunger. So Saraswati Thakur, like looking after him like affectionate, son, what is it? Oh, I'm feeling some hunger. I really want some halwa. Right? Till they will express. Someone else might, I want halwa. And Saraswati Thakur, they're on the train, said, not available, and maybe at the next station. And then the yogi said, what is it? What does the boy want? He said, he's feeling some hunger. He wants some halwa. The yogi, stuck his hand outside the window. The train's moving between stations. Then produced halwa. And they again, Paramananda's very happy. So everyone's happy. But that yogi, he knew what Saraswati Thakur, I'm doing this in service to him. He's infinitely greater than I. I know this prapti siddhi, how to do that. But I'm here to get his grace. And if I can serve him in this way, I'll be benefited. So that Paramananda Prabhu, when they're on the Braja Mandal Parikrama in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, he notices, like we see in India, like everyone goes to the holy places, including the wealthiest people. That's why you have Birla guest house and this and that. Yeah. So he notices what they call a Diwan, means kind of like king of Bharatpur. He's there with his family. So him, his wife, sisters, brother, everybody, big joint family. And Paramananda Prabhu comes back excitedly telling Saraswati Thakur, they have their encampment. And he says, sometimes they call him Prabhu also. Prabhu! And he's saying, what? He says, the Maharaj, Prabhupada, the Maharaj of Bharatpur is here, and his family, they're lying down, giving their dandavat. And then they stand up, measure one length, walk to that, say some prayer, lie down again. In this way, they're circumambulating Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. And he said, they have so much devotion for Radharani. He was surprised. And Saraswati Thakur came out of his makeshift room there. And he said, yes. But there is a big difference between them and us. And he said, they worship Radharani because she is dear to Krishna. Like Yata Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kundam, etc. That's loka. Why Radha Kunda is as dear to Krishna as Radharani. Sometimes Guru Maharaj says, Radharani in liquid form. Which is inconceivable. But he said, so they worship Radharani because she's dear to Krishna. They're honoring her. But in their consideration, he's in the primary position, she's in the secondary position. Said, but we are just the opposite. We are Shuddha Shaktas. Shakta generally means worshippers of goddesses, Devi. He said, we're Shuddha Shaktas, pure Shaktas, in that we worship Radharani. And because Krishna is dear to her, we have any connection with Krishna. So she is in the primary position and Krishna is in the secondary position. Everyone was astonished to hear these things. And we can say also, express our own astonishment when we came to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. We thought we had some conception about what is Krishna consciousness. But by the mercy of his divine grace, in a short time, a big shift took place from Krishna being in the primary position, to Radharani Mahaprabhu being secondary, to Radharani and Mahaprabhu being in the primary position. Major shift. Kintu Prabhu ya Priya, Prabhu Priya, Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So at that, he's there with his followers, and as Guru Maharaj said, Srila Saraswati Thakur's statements were mostly revolutionary. Not even occasionally, mostly. Meaning that just when you thought you had conceived what Krishna consciousness is, once again, you'd have to realize, I know nothing. I need to reconceive everything. That's die to live. Guru Maharaj's favorite Hegelian expression. If you're going to live in a higher plane, you have to die as you are at present. We're not looking for things to reinforce our present conception of ourselves and environment. No. Rather, we're pursuing, sacrificing ourselves towards an enhanced conception of self. Servitor. Aspiring servitor, and a progressive aspiring servitor. So, not a static absolute do we seek, right? So as they're going on, and they go on Brajamund, the Parikrama, Radhakund, these different places, as devotees do, sometimes they say something without thinking it through, or just out of curiosity, or there can be any one of a number of reasons why. So that, I won't say which one, I'm not sure, but one of the big Maharajas of Gaudiya Math, he says to Saraswati Thakur, they stop and he says, oh, I have a question. Why is it after Radharani leaves the Rasa Leela, Radha Madaya Hriday Tatyaja Braja Sundari, seeing the equal treatment of all, like only Guru Maharaj could say, Rasa Leela, that is a general thing. Like once he was explaining the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan Tattva mantras of, you know, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. We hear, Jayatam Sirato Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Sri Radha Madana Mohano Madan Mohan, the deity of Sambandha Gyan, first. And we explained why. Madan, everyone's under the influence of Madan. Madan Mohan Krishna, breaking the attraction, the sexual attraction, and offering a higher concept of Eros in the direction of divinity, pulling, breaking that, and pulling in that direction. Second, in the middle, Dibyad Brindaranya Kapadrumadha, Srimad Nagara Singhasanasto, Srimad Radha, Srila Govinda Devo, Prestalibi, Sevyamanus Marami, Rupa Goswami, Govindaji, third, Jayatam, what's, Surato Pango, no, Sriman Rasa Rasarangbi, Bangshi Bhatta Tatastita, Karshan Venu Swanai Gopi Gopinatha Sriyastuna Gopinath Prayojan Tattva Raghunath Das Acharya. But Karshan Venu, attracting with the flute to where? Gopinath means the Lord of the Rasa dance. And Guru Maharaj said, that means with all groups. That means Chandravali's group included. All groups of gopis there. He said, but in Rupa Goswami's sloka, what does it say? Presta alibi means of all these gopis, a select group, pastimes with a select group. That's Govinda Dev. And Rupa Goswami's deity, and he's the head of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. And Guru Maharaj said, just as he's indicated in other places, you'll always find the truth in the middle position. Central conception of the infinite, Krishna conception. Brahma, Paramatma at the extremes, Krishna in the center. So always in the center. Bhagavad Gita 666, the six in the middle chapters, they're the heart of the matter. Many ways. Someone's going to go, 666. Did he say these things are going on? This problem. I'm my own worst enemy. It's a good thing I'm not in the audience. But in the middle, so what I mean to say, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, Gopinath, Guru Maharaj saying, praise the alibi. What is the final sloka of Upadeshamritam? Yat praishtar, what is it? Up yasulabham, kim punar bhakti bhajam. This about bathing in the waters of Radhakunda, it said, it's a rare achievement for the praishta gopi, parama praishta gopis. That's the highest section of gopis. It's a rare achievement for them. What to speak of kim punar bhakti bhajam, Narada, Uddhava, and others. And people think, oh, I'll go to Radhakunda. It says in the book, you know, jump in. Saraswati Thakur said, it's not that kind of water. It's the liquid representation of Radharani. It's a particular plane of self-giving, Atmanivedanam, self-sacrifice. You're being recommended, die to live, bathe in the waters of the extremes of self-sacrifice. Anyway, as they're going around, then that one Maharaj says, so we hear Radha Madaya Hriday Tatyaja Braja Sundari. Radharani seeing this rasa dance is going on. It's incredible. We can't even describe. It's so wonderful, the singing and dancing. All the ragas are there, imaginable. The songs personified, the expert performance. They're the greatest dancers, musicians ever of all time. They're all spiritual. They're all chinmoy. And then at one point, you know, Bishaka shows some extraordinary dancing, saying, you know, then Lalita surpasses what Vishakha did. Then Radharani looking, she's Gandharva, like Guru Maharaj's deity, means Radharani, she's dancing. There are different mudras, the offering mudra, the Lakshmi mudra. This is the dancing mudra. She's dancing to keep Krishna attracted. That's who Gandharva is, or Gandharvika. Why Gandharva, Gandharvika? One meaning. Never will it only be one. It's open to infinite interpretation. But so she shows superior singing and dancing, canceling, and then leaves in a huff. Like, I'm just one of the group. And she leaves, and Krishna's left astonished by her, the beauty of her singing and dancing, totally enamored and enchanted, and leaves. And these things happen in mystical ways. All the gopis suddenly realize the rasa dance in full swing, Krishna's not here anymore. Where did he go? Right? He's the rasa of the rasa dance. And they say, Radharani's gone also. This is how it's shown. One, her superior quality cancels all the others. What does it say? Tayor ubayor madye radhika sarvatadika. And different slok, Devi, Krishna mayi prokta, etc. So Krishna runs for Radharani, forgets everyone else and runs for her and finds her. And they meet. And after a while, she said, oh, I feel tired from all this singing. If we go any further, you have to carry me. And Krishna carries one point and plays her down. And then she's feeling so like, oh, Krishna, for me, he left everyone. And opens her eyes and he's vanished. And so this woman said, why did this happen? What is the meaning of this? That Krishna abandoned Radharani. And Guru Maharaj said that Saraswati Thakur became enraged. What? Why are you introducing this? There's no devotion to be found there. Why are you telling this? And Guru Maharaj said, everyone was like quiet, silent. They had to go on. It could not be discussed anymore. What is he showing? He's Barsha Banavi Devi Doita. so dear to Radharani, and exclusive, so exclusive a servitor of Radharani, he can't tolerate hearing something like this, where it is apparently, that's the operative word here, apparently some disregard expressed toward her. Right? Cannot tolerate that, just the thought of it. Right? As expressed in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he said, when I see Padma and Saibhya, these Sakhi friends of Chandravali, scheming how to get Krishna to go to their kunja, and it'll bring darkness to Radharani's kunja and make her unhappy. I don't even want to see their faces of such people or hear their names. So intense, so exclusive. Raghunath Das Goswami living on that buttermilk, which, as we said, is just after you take all the good things out of milk, the butter, the this, the, you're left with this like whitewashed water. That's he's living on. They bring him a leaf cup one day, and it's different than the one they normally bring. And he goes, where is this leaf cup from? They go, oh, it's from Sakhi Stali. That's the place of Chandravali and her group. Threw it away. It's all he lives on. He can't tolerate that. These type of servitors. But Guru Maharaj, his faith is so great and wonderful and high and developed. He's thinking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur must answer this. So he is reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda reveals that Krishna is so astonished by the love and affection and the dedication and what's being expressed from the heart of Srimati Radharani, he can't properly estimate. So he's thinking, this with me, but what will she express separated from me? That I want to see. So he hides in a kunja beneath a tree. He's hidden and he's watching her. And what he's seeing, Mahabhav to the extreme, Virahabhav being expressed, he's astonished. Rasotstamam hritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam avavre dutiyam iha tariyam pragatayam sachetanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. Rupa Goswami expressed, aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki. So it awakens the curiosity, and he's seeing this, he's astonished by what she's expressing in separation. And he thinks, I can only understand theoretically, to understand it really, to taste it, to taste and feel what she's feeling, to understand what she sees in me, what she's experiencing, I would have to become her. So there he makes that decision, under that tree, in that place. That's where the curiosity is awakened in him to embrace the Radha Bhavaduti Subolita. So when he's at Mahaprabhu, wandering in Vrindavan, and comes to that place, again, that he's there, taking Krishna Nam, recalling that time, those choices, that so Guru Maharaj, he, by this type of analysis, reestablished her in the primary position. That yes, it looks like Krishna's abandoning her, but he's hiding in the book. He wants to see what she will express. So again, that puts her in the primary position and Krishna in the secondary position. All the devotees are happy. How did it come to that?
One man asks as a
yes, but in the very beginning.
We were talking about Paramananda.
Oh, Paramananda Prabhu. Yes. He's the one who, yes, no, you're right. So it's Paramananda Prabhu's question that triggered the initial Shuddha Shakta explanation of Saraswati Thakur, and this other came from another Maharaj, but it's on that same. So you can understand this Brajamandal Parikra. We might see a photograph. Can we see all of this in the photograph? The questions, the answers, the Siddhanta. We'll see a picture. They're all in Vrindavan. But what I'm saying, these are the things, these are the discussions going on, and more. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada shows up. They're in, what is the place called? Koshi. Guru Maharaj is there. They announce, all the sannyasis will be leading a parikrama to Sheshai Vishnu. Everybody assemble over here. Yeah. All of them. And Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj having this discussion in the beginning, opening in the Mayapur temple, how, like, when they met each other and everything. And Prabhupada said, I'm thinking. And they said, and Prabhupada, meaning Saraswati Thakur, he'll take the class. That means he'll be speaking. Otherwise, you have this choice. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj said, I'm thinking, what will I see if I go to Sheshai? And again, we worship Sheshai, and it's very connected to the gopis and their pastimes. But he said, I'm thinking, if I go, what will I see? And Guru Maharaj laughs, says, I exercise. Because that was Saraswati Thakur's remark once when some devotees went to see a deity, whichever deity, whether it's Gorga Dadhar, whoever, and they come back and Saraswati Thakur says, where are you coming? Oh, we went for the darshan of Gorga Dadhar. Oh, you saw Gorga Dadhar? Yes. You saw Gorga Dadhar? And they go, no, Prabhupada, we didn't see him. He goes, yes, you went for eye exercise. And what does he mean by eye exercise? We'll read in the second canto. And the yogi sits and then stares at the lotus feet of the Lord and then moves up and then to the waves Lord, to the pain, and then this way and that. So it means the eyeball, your eyeball starts like this and then the eyeball is going up like this and it's going to the left. And then, so Saraswati Thakur said, eye exercise. Not like you're really seeing. Guru Maharaj said, we present ourselves to the deities to be seen. We can't see that Krishna is there. We must admit that. It's true. We're following the order of Guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav. But we can more have faith that Krishna can see me. What a wonderful opportunity. We present ourselves before the deities. That's why we try and dress nicely, apply tilaka. We're going to be seen by Krishna. Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda Mahaprabhu. To be seen by them, that'll be good for me to be seen by them. I know they're there. To what degree, I don't know. But I have faith in Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnava, they can see me. And I'll be benefited from being seen by them. It says in the famous song, and once someone was taking some pictures of Guru Maharaj and he said, like, what are they doing? And then I was taking some pictures. Guru Maharaj said, waste of time. Waste of time and energy. And then because that devotee's like, oh. And I said, well, Maharaj, you know, in that song of Narottam Thakur, it says about Yani Lop, not, what's the other one? Hari. What is the line? Hari Hey Doyalu Mora? I don't know. It's similar. Anyway, I can't think of the line right now, but it's Ganga Parasha, saying by. There you go. Yes. What's the first line of the song, though? No, but the very first line. Ey Baru Koruna Koro Vaishnava Goshai. So I was saying, but Guru Maharaj, in this song of Narottam, he's saying, I tried to do like a reversal. I said, he's saying that only by repeatedly bathing in the Ganga, Pavitra, that you get pure. But just if you come from the glance of the Vaishnava, you become purified. But the Ganga requires repeated bathing. So, and then Guru Maharaj sang the whole song himself. And we're all laughing, like in a joyous way. So he allowed, all right, then you take your picture. But I was saying, like, not that we can take it, but if you're looking at us, we're being benefited. That's the picture, is that you're looking at us. You know. It was a silly, almost, response. But Guru Maharaj, it charmed him. And then he sang the song. I wanted to take his mind off of it. But why did I say that? Oh, about seeing the deity, being seen, eye exercise. So then, yeah. So Guru Maharaj says, eye exercise. And he and Prabhupada, oh, they start laughing. That's when Gurudev is there and he speaks the Kam Pratikatai Tamise Slok. This is like what they're talking about. When they met each other. And then Prabhupada, so I thought, I'm going to stay and hear Prabhupada speak. And we know Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, used to always say, he'd say, when I listen to my Guru Maharaj speak, some things I could understand, some things I could not understand, but I continued listening. He said, and Guru Maharaj marked it. Oh, he does not go away. He knows, like, he's serious. Maybe he can't understand everything, but he stays and he listens. And we might think, well, how is that possible? It's possible. Get used to it. It's possible. Guru Maharaj said, after those lectures, devotees and highly qualified devotees would gather around, he and two others, and they would explain what Saraswati Thakur had just spoken. Right? So with Prabhupada, we think, well, he's being humble, but also informing us of something. And this kind of underscores the point and makes the point that, anyway, they go on talking in that way, and Guru Maharaj stayed too for the lecture, right? And they go on and talk about some other things. But when you're talking about Guru Maharaj's extraordinary hearing capacity and his ability to reproduce, he mentioned at another time what the lecture was that Saraswati Thakur gave that evening. So they remember both staying for it. Guru Maharaj remembers what the talk was. And he said, that evening, our Guru Maharaj gave an extraordinary, revolutionary conception of Govardhan, in which he said, and without going, I don't know all the details, but he said that, and this is very beautiful, and again, I like to do this way, in the middle position, is that, said, in Govardhan, they're gowalas, means cowherds. Right? Highest position, Brahmins, lowest position, Shudras, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas. Who's in the middle? The Vaishyas, the cowherds. Right? They're not in the higher section of society. That's why sometimes, again, gopis chastising queens are saying, you fell for a cowherd? You know, like a cowherd boy? You're a Kshatriya queen. What's wrong with you? Have you lost your mind? Because Balaram, you can consider something of a Kshatriya, but not Krishna. He's not, you know. Anyway, that's another subject. But so the cowmen, when they want to make more cows, they have the potent bull and they round up cows. And whether one is a Brahmin cow, Kshatriya cow, Boisha cow, Shudra cow is irrelevant. Swiss cow, high-class cow from Switzerland, or Davali from the streets of Calcutta. There was what, Little Cow in Dum Dum Park, where Sevak Bhavan is now. She used to live where? They found her on the street, right? Somehow. Oh.
From the milk people.
Someone's giving a Brahmin a cow. So this little tiny cow, they brought her there. They shipped her out to Navadvip. She produced so many cows. Right? And she made one there too, the little boy, I forget, the bull. Mungal. Yeah. So anyway, he's saying, so this is the way of the cowherds. They generate more and more cows. So he's saying, so it is our good fortune that Krishna is a cowherd. So when he wants to generate, make more devotees, he's not considering Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But the potent source can inject Krishna conception regardless of the qualifications of the recipient. And this is indicated in the sloka of Rupa Goswami and his Padyavali collection from Lakshmidhar, where it says, Ah Kristi Kritachetasam Sumanasam Uchchatanam Changhasam Achchandala Amukalo Kasulabo Basya Chamukti Sriya No Diksham Nacha Satkriyam Napurushcharjam Mana Gikshate Mantro Yam Rasanag Spragava Palati Sri Krishna Nama Akha. That Sri Krishna Nam springs out of the soil according to his own desire. No diksham, nachasat, no, whether one had the diksha, the mantra dika, the satkriya, the six different types of recommended sangskar, different activities, nachasatkriyam, purushartam, mana, it's not even, mana gikshate means, it's not even remotely dependent upon any of these things. What does it depend upon? Krishnera Icha. The will of Krishna. If Krishna wills it, it will be it'll happen. Let there be light. Right? The will of Krishna. So atma nayam atma pravachanena labhyo namedaya na buhuna sutena. Not some speaking ability, hearing, or study the Vedas, barabahi, saragrahi, barabahi, carrying around so much knowledge like a beast, an ass. Right? The saragrahi extracts the essence. The man carrying the 18,000 slokas of the Bhagavatam, he thinks the four kumaras are the highest. Guru Maharaj with two slokas shows, no. From Krishna, the mouth of Krishna, it's Uddhava. From Uddhava's mouth, it's Radharani and the Braja Gopis. Saragrahi Vaishnav. So, the will of Krishna. Namedayana bahuna srutena tome vaisha vrinute tena labhyas tashyaisha atma vrinute tanum shvam. Krishna chooses to whom, through whom he reveals himself. It's his choice. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasadale shanugrahita evahi. It's mercy. Right. One has to bow the head to the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees. Niskinchananam navrinityam. Rajobhishekam. What's the other one? Anyway, Prahlad and Rahugana. Naishamatistavad rukramangring sprishartinartha sprishartinartha pagamo yadartha mahi yasham padarajobhishekam niskinchananam navrinita yavat. And Rahugana is the other one. Bathe in the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee. Padaduli. And there's more, infinitely more. And that Paramananda Prabhu, he used to say, every day I read the Prapanajivanamritam and find some new light there. That was his favorite book. And say, every day I read this. It's part of my sadhana, is to read Prapanajivanamritam every single day. Which ends with Gurudev's favorite sloka, Sri Srimad Bhagavat Padam Bhuja Madhu Madhotsavai Shat Padai. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namo.